This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
President Obama is going to Mexico next week. There will be talks with that country's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, on a whole bunch of things. Immigration, drug cartels, the boom and bust economy down there. But in her new book, it's called Two Nations Indivisible, Shannon O'Neill says a big chunk of American prosperity depends on what happens south of the border. Shannon, it's good to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
So the gist of this book, if I read it the right way, is that our relationship, the relationship the United States and Mexico have, has changed immensely, and yet the policy makers, specifically in Washington, just haven't caught up yet.
You look at Mexico, and no other country is as important to us today as Mexico. So for the food on our tables, to the parts in our cars, to the consumers for our products, to the drugs on our streets, Mexico affects us every day, our everyday lives here in the United States.
So why isn't Washington paying closer attention? I mean, the only thing you hear coming out of Washington about Mexico is immigration, 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 and then immigration.
There's been many changes over the last couple of decades, but most of them have been quite good changes. So we've seen the economy transform. We've seen politics open up. It's now a democracy. We've seen the rise of a middle class there. So these are many good things, but often good things don't attract the immediate attention of policymakers.
I'm going to give you a one-word question, and I want your gut reaction. You ready?
Ready.
NAFTA.
Good for both countries.
Because the immediate reaction a lot of people in this country will have is Ross Perot giant sucking sound in the 92 election.
Exactly. But actually, when you look at the real data, you look what happened, NAFTA has been a benefit to all three countries, Canada included. It has either been an increase in jobs or even the most conservative estimates, basically a wash on jobs. But what we have seen is this. We've seen a quadrupling of trade. So trade today between Mexico and the United States is over $500 billion worth of goods, one of our most vital partners. Every product that comes in from Mexico today, so quote-unquote made in Mexico, mm-hmm. on average 38% of that was actually made in the United States by U.S. workers. And take in comparison, China, Brazil, or even the EU, it's less than 4%. Mexico is a far better partner than those others for us because we really make things together, both U.S. companies, but also U.S. workers with Mexican companies and workers.
So what is the next, 10-ish years in Mexican-American relations look like?
You know, Mexico, in my view, has this potential in the next 10 years to become a top 10 economy, you know, a thriving democracy with a strong middle class, a leading global voice, and all of those things would be good for the United States. It would reduce migration. It would improve border security. It would boost our own economy. New Mexico also has the possibility of being consumed by a lot of its challenges, whether it's violence or corruption or economic monopolies. And so, you know, as President Obama heads down to Mexico in a little bit, I really think on the table here, we need to think about how to work in partnership on all of these issues so that Mexico isn't, but also we don't perceive Mexico as so much of a problem.
Shannon O'Neill, she's a senior fellow in Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Her new book about Mexican-American relations is called Two Nations Indivisible. Shannon, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.